Hi, this is Dr. Amrita and you're listening to the Health Wealth Bridge podcast. This is a necessary disclaimer. The health information provided on this podcast is for general awareness and education. It doesn't in any way replace a doctor's professional medical advice. Kindly consult your doctor in case of any decision regarding your health and diet. I'm giving a shout out to a brand I love, a few words about a health topic, and a reading from my book, How to Walk, Write, and Garden for the Healthy Life You Want. You can check out the previous episodes of this podcast to find the previous chapters of this book. When I first started podcasting in 2018 January, I used my phone to record, edit, upload everything. I used the Anchor embed options to embed my podcast episode. Then I found Pat Flynn's Smart Podcast Player. It's an easy way to help people find your new podcast right away on your website. My today's shout out is for Pat Flynn and the Smart Podcast Player. It has a wonderful free version and a paid option too. Go check out Smart Podcast Player for your own website. And also, don't forget to see Smart Passive Income, Pat Flynn's website, podcast, and YouTube channel. They are packed full of helpful resources for podcasters and content creators. I started podcasting because of Pat Flynn, and I hope if you have a message to share, you will try podcasting too. Today's quote is by Malcolm Gladwell. Practice isn't the thing you do once you're good. It's the thing you do that makes you good. Now for the next chapter of my book, How to Walk, Write, and Garden for the Healthy Life You Want. Creativity and walking. Exercise is not just about calories you burn. It has a significant role to play in the health of your bones, muscles, mental health, and emotional well-being. The weaker our body is, the more worried our brain becomes. Creativity blossoms when nourished. Walking is a perfect exercise for nourishing body, mind, and spirit. When I walk, my brain gets more focused, calmer, and organized. I know what I want to say and how to say it. This results in zero time wasted. Staring at a blank screen is forgotten. Writing freestyle and first drafts are what I do best while walking. But I also edit quicker while walking. Whatever I do, I always batch the type of work I do. This prevents the loss of focus and I am more productive. A Stanford research paper tested the effect of walking on writing. Walking improves creative thinking. Sitting down after walking retains a residual creativity boost. Walking indoors on a treadmill or walking outdoors, both have a good effect on creativity. Walking increases analogical creativity, but this effect was most profound for outdoor walking. It opens a free flow of ideas and gives a germ of high quality analogical expressions. Improves creativity in surprising ways while increasing physical activity. Presenting your ideas, legs seem to work in more ways than one. Walking helps us tap into our most profound creative ideas and find those hidden gems which lie trapped within. Walking gives us ideas. That's real. Mind-body connection helps you harness the power of your mind while making your body stronger. What science says about walking and creative thinking? Walking, like other forms of exercise, has a global protective effect on your cognition. The best part is it's low impact and can be done anywhere with zero cost. A healthy habit to instill in your kids early on. Walking helps your brain with right-brained analogic thinking, the source of all design thinking, storytelling, and creativity. Creativity helps you have loving relationship, better social health. Creativity also has a sizable social perspective. It helps us find creative solutions to problems. walking has more effects on divergent thinking and finding innovative solutions to problems. It also increases creative ideation by 60%. While walking, people generate more ideas which are novel and appropriate. Taking a walk just before brainstorming will help too. This is important in education and at work, where high quality thought is needed. Since the creative effect persists even after walking ceases, biological markers may be involved in making the effect long-lasting. Now, for the next part of the podcast, a few things about tuberculosis. So today I'm going to tell you a little bit about the symptoms of TB in this segment of the podcast. What are the symptoms of tuberculosis? You can have cough for more than 2 weeks, bloodstained sputum, fever, weakness, loss of weight, swelling in the neck, bone pain, swelling in the bone, non-healing ulcer, and different symptoms may appear depending on which symptom is affected. Tuberculosis in ENT and head neck region involve swelling in the neck or lymph node, lumps. It is the most common extrapulmonary TB symptom. That means outside the lungs, it is the most common place where tuberculosis can happen. Tuberculosis can involve the larynx, the tonsil, the oral cavity. It can cause ear discharge, hearing loss, facial nerve palsy, and ear polyps. It can cause apple jelly nodules or lupus vulgaris in the nose. Septal ulcers and scrofuloderma is also possible. How is tuberculosis diagnosed? In all cases, early diagnosis and treatment with appropriate antitubercular drugs are life-saving. Early detection includes various tests. When somebody has productive cough, testing the sputum for acid-fast bacilli on 2 consecutive days is how the test is done. A chest X-ray may be done, but it is not diagnostic. Extrapulmonary lymph nodes require a fine needle aspiration cytology for diagnosis. So how is TB treated? Timely treatment with the right drugs and in a suitable duration is a must. The most common drugs used are rifampicin, isoniazid, pyrazinamide, and ethambutol. Free testing and ATT are available at all government hospitals in India.